Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Any shot of Aaron Rodgers going to the Minnesota Vikings this offseason? Look officially dead. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff, getting updates this morning from insiders, including Tom Pelissero, Pearl of NFL Network. Very plugged in with the Vikings. Said the team does plan to add a veteran, but they're not pursuing Aaron Rodgers at this time. McCarthy will now be the starter. Now, they are trying to explore options for a veteran to add, but it is not going to be Aaron Rodgers. So now, meanwhile, Rodgers' options now focused on the Steelers and the Giants, according to Tom Pelissero. But my question here is, listen, you want to go with J.J. McCarthy. That's fine. I get that. He was a top 10 pick. You traded up a spot to get him. You clearly had a lot of confidence in him until the knee got hurt. But what changed with McCarthy's knee between 4 days ago and now that all of a sudden you're just out on Rodgers when, according to the insiders like Mike Silver and Diana Rossini, 72 hours ago, you were having internal conversations and really mulling whether or not to bring Rodgers in the building?
A couple options. Maybe the money didn't align with what Rodgers wanted and what they wanted. They probably really lowballed him. I would imagine 1 year, $14 million, same thing they offered Daniel Jones. Or maybe they decided a few days ago and sort of just starting to let it leak now. Possible. We never know behind the scenes.
But here's the thing about that is, you know, everyone's so anxious for this information. I'm not just talking about us, the fans.
Yeah,
I'm talking about other teams. Like Cam Hayward, the longtime Pittsburgh Steeler, the lifelong Pittsburgh Steeler, came out and said, Rodgers, come on. Like, you know what, or get off the pot already. Either you want to be a Steeler or you don't. And not to mention Russell Wilson and some of the other veteran quarterbacks. I just imagine if you're Rodgers' agent, you want to get this out there because you probably have other clients who may be waiting on this decision as well. Like, why drag it out? Anyway, I don't know.
I'm not sure it's the other client situation. There are not that many quarterback spots open anymore.
I can tell you there is, you know, beyond Russell Wilson, beyond you now have the Jameis Winstons and the Carson Wentzes and whatever's going to happen with Kirk Cousins, and you have you know, there are some interested parties here. They're not the biggest names and biggest stars, but there are a lot of dominoes that still have to fall.
Welcome to the Aaron Rodgers experience. You know what he cares about any of those people? Not a lick. He cares about, and actually, I don't even blame him. It's his career. He should do whatever he wants. But I do get the sense that Aaron Rodgers is setting his own timetable on all this.
It wasn't him. It was the Vikings. Rodgers, right. We have to take Rodgers off the hook a little bit on this one.
I think it's easy
to blame him, but all the reports were the Vikings were the ones who were deciding.
Right, but also he could have said, hey, I need to make a decision with the Steelers or Giants. Decide right now or I'm going to move on to this other team. But he doesn't seem like he's in a rush. And I kind of get that because it's March 19th. I feel like everyone's putting pressure on all this to get solved pretty quickly. Even Cam Hayward said for the Steelers, decide now. Am I crazy? Or 5 years ago, we would go into late March or April and not know all the quarterback spots. Now it all gets done. So I think people are rushing a little bit. They don't play a game for another 6 months.
I get it, but it's also the most important position on the field. Yeah. And it's, you know, one you want to start trying to get chemistry with the wide receivers. You don't have nearly the practice time that you used to have.
Yeah,
there's no two-a-days. They're not, all that stuff is out the window. And, you know, if you actually are bringing in an Aaron Rodgers, it's not because you want to win four games, right? Like, that's not, that wasn't the plan for the Jets. They thought they'd be a Super Bowl contender with him, and that's what the Steelers have to be thinking at the least.
Well,
I'm not sure about the Giants, but at least the Steelers, if you're thinking about Rodgers, it's not to come in and fart around. It's to come in and try to finally win some playoff games.
By the way, you think you're getting Rodgers in April to work out with these receivers? You'd be lucky if you see him in June for the OTAs. March, by the way, Tom Brady signed with the Bucs on March 20th, which would be tomorrow. So,
but here's the other thing about Brady. Let's not forget that was, we were at the very beginnings of the pandemic at that point. Like, things were a little bit dicey. And then he did end up going to Tampa and immediately started working out with his new teammates. So,
but it did take a couple weeks. I do remember that it wasn't immediate. I think he was mulling, even like talking retirement a little bit. Hey, that could be in the cards for Rodgers. Might not know if he wants to play. And what now that Minnesota is gone, it's interesting. I know we could get to more. What do you think is a front runner with Pittsburgh and New York?
I mean, I have to imagine that Pittsburgh is the front runner because the roster may be a little bit further along, but I'm kind of not with the crowd on the New York Giants. I know we like to make fun of Manny and Bogish, and there are Giants fans here, and the Giants have stunk, but, you know, I take a look at their roster. I don't think they're as far away from being a fringe playoff team as other people. Now, I don't know if Rodgers has the ability to really raise everyone up like that anymore, but to me, they're not as like pathetic and sad as some other franchises. And by the way, they've got the third overall pick, so whether that's Shador or whether that's another really talented player, Travis Hunter, the Giants are not, to me, like the worst franchise in the league.
Aren't they the losingest franchise over the last 10 years?
But I'm talking about this iteration, like this roster.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but I do think they're like them and the Raiders are pretty much the bottom of the heap. I do think that matters. Yeah, they had a good run 2 years ago, but a fringe playoff team. Rodgers got 1 year or 2 years left. You can't do a fringe playoff team. Also, you are a little pinned in by Washington and Philly in that division. Same thing with AFC North. Man, this is a tough choice for Rodgers. He's definitely doesn't have exactly the choices you want. Tom Brady found a sleeping giant in Tampa Bay.
Yep.
I could see what you're saying about the Giants. Absolutely. They have Malik Nabers. But there's not a Tampa Bay situation where you have talent all over the roster. You're in an easy division.
Yep.
It's going to be hard in either place. And I'll bet you retirement's on the table. I'll bet you he's thinking, why? Why do I want to get beat up on these two teams?
I think we're talking about Aaron Rodgers now. Tom Pelissero is reporting this morning that the Vikings are out. They're going to go with J.J. McCarthy and some other veteran. And Rodgers now can maybe have his pick between the Giants and the Pittsburgh Steelers. I do think there's a lot of ego with Aaron Rodgers and a lot of great players. I don't think he wants to go out as a 4-5 win on a 5-win Jets team that end up becoming a punchline, like most things that happen with the Jets lately. And I think he wants to erase that bad taste from his legacy and try to recapture a little bit of glory. I'm not saying he's going to ride off into the sunset like Peyton Manning, but just back to respectability.
Didn't he have that his last game he had 4 touchdowns. That was not the worst game.
No one's going to remember the details.
No, I know, but no one's going to, it's not going to affect his legacy one way or the other. The Jets, I think it's a zero. Nobody cares that Joe Namath ended as a, what team did he end up?
Yeah,
the
well,
Rams?
Because now we've got 40 years between that and more. I'm sorry, that was mid-70s.
Brady's last year was terrible. Favre's last year was terrible. Peyton's last year was, they won a Super Bowl, but he was god-awful. The worst season of his life by 20-fold.
Yeah, but
doesn't
Rodgers
matter.
Was particularly dramatic in the sense of the tearing of the Achilles, which is not his fault, but tearing the Achilles, which begat the, I might be a vice presidential candidate, to here's a Netflix documentary that I made where you watch me taking hallucinogenic drugs. Like,
also, the Lombardis are lonely here. Like, he laid it there.
Yeah, I just don't think anybody cares about where Emmitt Smith ended as a Cardinal. Time will erase all that. And he also had pretty good numbers, which is so bizarre in New York. 28 touchdowns, 11 picks. It always happens. You always forget the last team, I think.
All right. Well, the question is, the Vikings being out on Aaron Rodgers now, is this a decision they will regret? 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. New phone, who dis? Also, Giants or Steelers? What is behind door number two and door number three?
From a human standpoint, not having to move, oh my God, can you imagine the stress?
Moving's the worst.
So that saves a lot. I assume the two facilities, I don't know if he kept his house in New Jersey. Do we know his real estate situation?
He bought the house.
He bought the house. Okay, there you go. It's Giants.
Just for the hassle of it all. But do you think Aaron Rodgers packs himself, though? I mean, I'm sure there's some things like the important, memorabilia or, keepsakes.
Still a pain.
But he can hire somebody to do all that.
Hire two people to do all that.
Yeah, then you do have strangers all up in your stuff. But I'm sure he's got an assistant. Can your assistant... Who was that woman who was rubbing his feet on the airplane? Maybe she can pack up a couple things.
That sentence is crazy.
But you all know what I'm talking about.
We do.
Yes, I do.
Just saying, though.
I don't think that was the girlfriend. It was just a random employee.
Yeah. Oof.
Also, he kind of lives in California anyway.
Right. He said himself that when he was talking about wanting to return to the Jets, he said, I just bought a house here, and that's a reason why I want to come back.
Supposedly gorgeous.
I imagine he's making a lot of money. he should be gorgeous.
He lives on a hill so high that he can live in New Jersey, deep in New Jersey, and see New York City. That's the high ground. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. All right, EJ, I think we should take a quick break because we have the next region of the Maggie and Perloff sequels bracket that we would like to reveal to you. We are attempting to find the greatest movie sequel of all time. It's arduous work, but it's a task that we were willing to accept. By the way, if you ever miss any part of the Maggie and Perloff show, you can always download our podcast wherever you get your pods. If you could leave us a 5-star review, it's a really small thing, but it really helps us out quite a bit. You can watch the show youtube.com/InfinitySportsNet, twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork. We're on the free Odyssey app, SiriusXM channel 375, and of course, our incredible Infinity Sports Network affiliates. We're back in a moment with another region of the Maggie and Perloff movie sequel bracket.
Okay, get ready for controversy here on the Maggie and Perloff show. It starts with the name of this region in our greatest sequel ever bracket. We are now on our third region trying to figure out the greatest movie sequel of all time, and it is called the...
Hoth?
Of course, we're talking about the frozen planet of Hoth,
okay.
I believe.
Hoth. All right,
the greatest scenes of all time when Han Solo has to... Or no, it's Luke has to rip open the Tauntaun to keep warm and rest inside the guts of this weird space animal.
You said the Tauntaun, the GPS system?
Tauntaun. It's a Tauntaun, right?
Oh, I thought it was Tom.
Don't tell me you haven't seen Empire.
I haven't seen any of the Star Wars, no.
What?
Oh, all right, Manny and I are going to be in lockstep here. Now, I actually have seen the original three.
So you've seen this one.
With Mark Hamill, right? And
yeah, so you saw this one.
I did see this one. But anyway, let's get to it. The third... of four regions in the Maggie and Perloff movie sequel bracket. And no shock here, the number one overall seed in this region, the number one seed, is Star Wars Empire Strikes Back.
Never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No, I am your father. Search your feelings. You know it to be true.
No!
Wow. Spoiler alert. Hello. What if you're a little kid in the car listening to this?
Oh, come on.
And you haven't seen Empire yet. I think we need to pull a different soundbite.
Way to ruin the movie for me, guys.
Well, yeah, too late. Vader's Luke's father. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news. But you were so convinced, Pearl, that Godfather 2, which was in the Corleone region that we revealed yesterday, is going to run away with this thing. Empire Strikes Back is a heavy hitter.
I think all the one seeds are dangerous, kind of like the current NCAA tournament. I'll give you all the one seeds. I just think name recognition, what's the first sequel everyone thinks about? It's Godfather 2. But when you're actually voting, these are pretty sick movies. So I could see you voting for Empire.
That clip is beyond probably the most famous individual clip that we may have in this whole bracket. Okay, but let's move on. The number one seed, Star Wars Empire Strikes Back, goes up against the 16 seed, personal favorite of yours truly, Caddyshack 2.
I was looking for a Mr. Hartunian.
Hartunian? In this club? Oh, you mean Jack. Well, here he is.
Hello?
How do you do?
I'm Miffy's father, Chandler Young.
Chandler Young. I'm at a disadvantage, I'm afraid. I only have one last name.
And quite an interesting last name it is.
Hartunian.
What is your background?
My background? Oh, my father was Armenian. My mother was half Jewish, half English, half Spanish.
That's three halves.
Oh, she's a big woman.
That was for me.
Can I just read you the Sports Illustrated title of the story on Caddyshack 2? Caddyshack 2, inside story of one of the worst sequels ever made.
That's your opinion.
Those are fighting words.
I was reading a headline from Sports Illustrated Caddyshack one of the great movies of all time.
As a Pearl off byline, by the way.
Chris Nashawaty, who wrote the famous book on Caddyshack.
Sports Illustrated, you say?
Yeah, yeah.
Where'd you used to work?
A guy wrote a book about how Caddyshack is an incredible movie, and then he said Caddyshack 2. Come on, they went from Rodney Dangerfield to Jackie Mason. There are so many problems with this movie, but I love that you love it.
Caddyshack 2 is my favorite. Okay, well, hands full with Star Wars Empire Strikes Back. Maggie and Perloff movie sequel bracket continues. The eighth seed in this region, Shrek 2.
Are you up for a little quest, Donkey?
All right, that's more like it. Shrek and Donkey on another whirlwind adventure. Ain't no stopping us now. Woo! We're on the move.
Stop, Donkey. I have misjudged you.
Join the club. We've got jackets.
On my honor, I am obliged to accompany you until you have saved your life, as you have spared me mine.
I'm sorry. The position of annoying talking animal has already been taken. Let's go, Shrek!
Shrek 2 goes up against another Eddie Murphy vehicle, the ninth seed Pearl, Beverly Hills Cop 2.
I have the money and I do want to do business, but with you, I ain't doing nothing in front of this dude because this dude is a cop. I know when I can smell a pig inside the room. I used to be a Muslim, man, and I know that's Park over here. Yes, Park. It's definitely Park. I ain't doing around this dude, man. You want to do business? You know where to find me. F*** you, man. Allahu Akbar.
Axel Foley, an all-time character. Okay, so that's a good 8-9 matchup. The fifth seed in this Maggie and Perloff movie sequel region is Dune Part 2.
How can you be so sure the great houses are here for me? They may be curious to hear my side of the story, don't you think? I am Paul Atreides, son of Leto Atreides, Duke of Arrakis. Gurney.
My lord.
Send a warning to all ships. If the great houses attack, our atomics will obliterate all spice fields.
You're out of your mind.
He's bluffing.
Consider what you're about to do, Paul Atreides.
Silence!
Wow. Then he immediately broke into a Bob Dylan song, which was crazy.
The answer is blowing in the wind. At what point in your life do you hope to yell out the word silence?
Yeah.
Anyway, Dune Part 2 goes up against the 12th seed in the movie sequels bracket, Incredibles 2.
Did we do something wrong?
No. Yes. We didn't do anything wrong.
Superheroes are illegal. Whether it's fair or not, that's the law.
The law should be fair. What are we teaching our kids?
To respect the law.
Even when the law is disrespectful?
If laws are unjust, there are laws to change them. Otherwise, it's chaos.
Which is exactly what we have.
I just thought it was kind of cool.
What was?
Fighting crime as a family.
It was cool, but it's over.
Chef's Kiss. That is such an incredible movie. I could not be a bigger Incredibles fan.
It's going to go up against Dune Part 2.
The first... Let's be friends. Let's drive to San Antonio.
The second you become a dad, you love Incredibles, by the way.
First 25 seconds of that, I thought I was listening to C-SPAN. Anyway, let's move on. The fourth seed in this region, Spider-Man 2.
Chief, I found Parker.
Where you been? Looking for you all morning. Why don't you pay your phone bill? Mad scientist goes berserk and we don't have pictures. Where were you? Photographing squirrels? You're fired.
Chief, the planetarium party.
Oh, right. You're unfired. I need you. Come here. My society photographer got hit in the head by a polo ball. You're all I got.
But could you pay me in advance?
Are you serious? Pay for what? Standing there?
This is the Tobey Maguire?
Yes. Yeah, Doc Ock, right? That's too. Good bad guy.
The fourth seed in the Maggie Perloff sequels bracket goes against the 13th seed, Ace Ventura 2, When Nature Calls.
If a magic. He said, sorry, white devil, but he must kill you now.
Yay! I'll have you know I have the reflexes of a cat and the speed of a mongoose. Throw it! I dare ya!
There's no shot this movie holds up, number one. And number two, there was a significant part of my childhood where people talked like Jim Carrey and Ace Ventura.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Ace Ventura, I think more of one, but
yeah,
Ace
talking
Ventura.
With your butt was a big joke for a while.
Alrighty then.
Man, you got that one. That must mean it really, really lived on.
Did you suggest this one, Maggie? This feels like a Meatballs 2.
Yeah, actually. Okay.
Wait,
yeah.
Is this a fall off? Was this not considered a good one? Like Meatballs 2?
No. And I'm said the person who likes Caddyshack 2. I think Ace Ventura 2 was a bit of a...
But it got a good Rotten Tomatoes score, which is funny.
I see 21%, yeah. Though. No? Am I looking at the wrong one?
About 72% on the popcorn meter.
My husband and I, whenever we walk into like a room or something and it's hot, it's like kind of hot in this rhino. It's just like a shorthand that we say to each other. Anyway, inside joke.
Why are you guys such nerds?
Seed. Watch the scene. The sixth seed Maggie and Perloff sequels bracket is The Hunger Games Catching Fire.
Where's PETA?
He still has his tracker in his arm. Joanna cut yours out.
Where is he?
In the Capitol. They got him and Joanna.
You son of a bitch! Son of a bitch! You promised me that you would save him over me! You promised me! You're a liar! You're a liar!
Oh, remember when LeBron James was reading these books in the locker room?
Always on the first page.
Always on the first page.
By the way, every 9-year-old girl on Earth has a crush on PETA. He was a big deal in our household.
He was a hunk.
Josh Hutcherson.
Yeah, big deal.
The sequel, The Hunger Games Catching Fire, faces off against the 11th seed, Too Fast, Too Furious.
I thought you was dead, man.
Yeah, me too. They should save my ass, bro. What are you doing, Brian?
I don't know, but if Baron sees a helicopter at customs, boat, she's dead.
Boat, car, boat. You're not going to do what I think you're going to do.
Yeah, I think so. You got my back, bro?
Yeah.
All right, man, put on the seatbelt.
You want some real dudes to pass this?
We're going to do this big. Hold on, Rome. Hold on!
Action movie.
Does just that ns play under the entire movie?
Kinda.
I assume. The third seed in this region, another Batman. 2 days ago, we brought you The Dark Knight in the Gotham region. Today, it's the third seed in the Hoth region, Batman Returns.
You don't really think you'll win, do you? Things change.
Meow.
I love that one.
Is that Michelle Pfeiffer?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Super okay. Hot in that movie. Danny DeVito is the Penguin, and you
also
guys,
super hot.
You guys who's know the, I love Michael Keaton.
Oh, it's a Michael Keaton. I had to place it back.
You mean the guy from the Jersey Mike Subs commercial?
Yeah. He was in movies and everything.
Oh.
Batman Returns is the third seed. The 14th seed that they'll face is Major League 2.
Oh my God, it's him. Crank it, Jerry.
The bad seed is back!
second Randy Quaid movie in this region. He was also the lawyer in Caddyshack 2, and he's a super fan in Major League 2.
You know what it's not? The second Wesley Snipes movie in that, because he said no thank you to this god-awful script.
Did he say Omar no thank you, or was he hiding somewhere from... No, legal issues.
He was red hot at that time, too.
Okay,
I don't think Blade 2 is in our bracket. I was thinking about that the other day.
Blade 2.
Anyway.
Who knows? But wait, is this where they go to Japan? Or
no.
The miners?
No. That's the third one. That's so a whole other
different
bracket. Is this
where Corbin Burnson becomes a manager?
Yeah, the owner.
Yeah.
This is just all they're famous and rich now, and they've got to deal with that.
Yes.
Oh,
this
okay.
one's not as terrible as 3.
No, 3 is inexcusable.
Right, exactly. Yeah. 3 is unwatchable.
Back to the Miners.
With Scott Bakula.
I think that was a TV movie, though, to be fair.
No, that was a real movie, I think.
So that's your 3-14 match. We got two more for you in the Maggie and Perloff movie sequel bracket. In this region, the 7th seed is Rush Hour 2.
Ricky Day, where is he?
I don't know.
He killed a detective today. Where is he?
Who got killed, man?
Connor!
Who died, Lee?
You!
Detective, you?
Not you, you!
Who?
You!
Who?
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Don't nobody understand the words that are coming out of your mouth, man.
The many, many notes of Chris Tucker.
I love this. This is the best trilogy, in my opinion.
Yeah. Wearing my t-shirt. Oh. This is my sentimental favorite. Please advance Rush Hour 2. Please.
I love the Rush Hours.
So good. It's basically who's on first, but just like, Jackie Chan.
You have to vote for that. You have to tell me the plot differences between all the Rush Hours.
Oh, I can do that.
You probably can.
Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker fight bad guys.
Ricky Tan's dead, then he's alive, then he's dead. That's all you need to know.
Okay.
Listen, they're going to have their work cut out for them because Rush Hour 2 is facing the 10th seed in this region, Bond. James Bond from Russia with Love.
Souvenir from another jealous woman.
Yes, but I haven't turned my back on one since. Excuse me.
What?
Give me my shirt, will you?
What's going on?
I have to make a phone call.
But we haven't eaten yet. I'm starving.
Sean Connery from Russia with Love. Okay, last one for you. The second seed in this region, Aliens.
Please, you're not listening to me. Kane, the crew member. Kane, who went into that ship, said he saw thousands of eggs there. Thousands.
Thank you. That will be all.
Damn it! That's not all. Because if one of those things gets down here, then that will be all. Then all this bullshit that you think is so important, you can just kiss all that goodbye.
Second Sigourney Weaver movie in this region. She was in Ghostbusters 2. Now she's in Aliens. And Aliens goes up against the 15 seed Scream 2.
Are you suggesting that someone's trying to make a real life sequel?
Stab 2? Who'd want to do that? Sequels suck.
No.
Come on, man.
Oh, please. By definition alone, they're inferior films.
It's bullshit generalization. Many sequels have surpassed their original.
Oh, yeah?
Name one.
Yeah. Aliens, far better than the first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, there's no accounting for taste.
Thank you, Ridley Scott rules. Name another.
No, Aliens is a classic, okay? Get away from her, you
I believe the line is stay away from her, you
Amazing.
What are the odds?
EJ, salute that you found that Aliens and Scream 2 go up against each other and we get a very meta conversation about sequels and a sequels bracket and about Aliens.
Yeah, I mean, I disagree with the thesis there. Superman 2, better. Wrath of Khan, better than Star Trek 1. It happened.
This is why we're doing it.
Yeah. No, that gets extra points for Scream 2. I wasn't going to vote for that. I might now. Actually, Barry. I don't even remember. What are you going up against?
Aliens. Is that in the literal thing?
Oh, yeah.
And there you have it.
Once again.
It mentions the movie is going up against. It's a very on-the-nose thing there.
I'm having trouble remembering what happens in Aliens compared to Alien. Feels like that little guy comes out of the big mouth and
they
kills you. Yeah. But I do remember Aliens being like talked about as like a great movie.
Yeah, I think that Aliens is going to be heard from in this bracket. Now, it's got to get by Scream 2. It's obviously going to have to face the winner of Rush Hour 2 from Russia with Love. But you know what I was thinking about, guys? Of all these movies that we're talking about, 64 movies that we came up with, and we're going to release the final region tomorrow. This is the one I actually want to go back and watch. Aliens, out of all of them, was like, I should go back and watch this. I think I saw it for 5 minutes as a kid and it freaked me out. Maybe as an adult, I'll be able to hang on for like 10 minutes.
Did you guys see Prometheus, by the way? Anyone see that?
No.
It's the origin story of aliens.
Scary.
Unbelievable. Terrifying, but also very good. By the way, Sigourney Weaver makes a third appearance in this.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at this. She's an Avatar.
Oh,
eventually.
That, yes.
I mean,
spoiler,
that's a spoiler.
That's in the, yeah. But
that,
yeah.
Not much of a spoiler. Listen, so that's really cool that we have a bunch of. Now, they did not make, I'm looking at her filmography, they did not make a Gorillas in the Mist part two. Disappointed.
Mistier. This is my favorite game. Just, the gorillas get mistier.
I feel like this is the region of doom. This is a stacked region.
Empire versus Aliens versus...
Empire, Shrek 2, I mean, yeah. Shrek 2, Beverly Hills Cop 2, yeah. Dune 2, Incredibles 2, Spider-Man 2.
Major League 2 is a 14 seed? That's a tough 14.
Yeah, Dune 2. Batman Returns, Rush Hour 2, From Russia with Love, Aliens. I mean, these are all really good movies.
Pretty much.
Well, really good, you know, by our movie sequel standards.
This actually, critically, is probably the best region.
Definitely.
EJ's right.
You can go vote at Maggie and Pearl on X, and you can decide who marches on in the movie sequel bracket. Bogish is here with the latest.
It appears that the Minnesota Vikings are out of the Aaron Rodgers market. NFL Network says the Vikes no longer considering Rodgers, but do want to sign a less significant veteran QB to back up J.J. McCarthy. Teams have been calling about trading for McCarthy, apparently, but are being turned away. It does not mean they belonged in the tournament to begin with, but North Carolina advancing with a flourish last night in Dayton, a 95-68 rout of San Diego State, the second largest blowout in first four history. Third straight year, we've had a 20-point differential. Seth Trimble scored 16 off the Heels bench.
We're not looking to send a message to anybody else. We're just looking to compete as a team and be the team that we know that we're capable of being, and I think we did that tonight. We want to do that when we get to Milwaukee and go from there. But, I mean, we hear what people say. We don't really care about it. It is what it is. We're focused on us.
Friday in Milwaukee, they face Ole Miss.
Bugs, doesn't that mean that they belong? Could you make an argument that they belong because they had a high KenPom rating? Now we know why they had a high KenPom rating, because they're a good team. You could at least make that argument. You're saying there's no way. What if they go to the Elite Eight? Doesn't that mean the committee was right in a way?
We don't know what West Virginia would have done, because West Virginia, with their wins above bubble, could have also beaten San Diego State by 30.
Possibly, but if North Carolina goes on to win games, it means they're better than some of the other teams in the field of 68. So it's an easy argument to make. Hey, they were one of the top 68 teams in this field.
I don't believe that once you're in the tournament, I don't think it says anything other than you won that day. I don't think it means that your conference is better or worse. It just means that they were better than San Diego State last night. It doesn't mean they shouldn't have been in the first place. They could win the whole thing. And even like if you go back to the George Mason Final Four, like there are people that didn't think they should be in. And I got to the Final Four, but it was a Drexel or Hofstra. Another team in that league had a better resume and they didn't get in over George Mason. Like, so what you do once you're in does not change the fact that you shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Yeah, but there's definitely an argument that, hey, the committee got it right.
You're playing the result. Not
really, though, because the committee's looking at metrics. They watched North Carolina play the other day. They're like, oh, this is a good team.
But don't you get what you earn, though, not what they think you can do?
I'm not sure. Is that they do forecast a little bit?
I don't think they project. They think, well, this team should be in the Sweet 16. They could be in the Sweet 16, so we're going to put them in. They think they should be in the 68.
Isn't it like when the committee knocked out Florida State because their quarterback was hurt? The basketball committee doesn't do a little bit of that where they consider injuries with their seeds?
Well, they did with West Virginia because Tucker DeVries has been out for the back half of the year. And I think in the past they've said we don't do that because we don't know what would have happened if they played or not. They're not really supposed to because they don't know. How do you process that?
Also, Carolina beat San Diego State, who was also a very much a bubble team.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe let's see them win a couple games. I think before we jump to, they definitely should have been in the field. Like, maybe San Diego State should have been in the field.
That's possible. By the way, Daly says the sequel to Gorillas in the Mist would have been Gorillas in the Fog. Back to
you. Or in a full rain. Gorillas in a downpour.
It would have worked out better if the original was called Gorilla in the Mist, and they could have gone to Gorillas in the Mist.
We found more.
Yeah, kind of like Twister went to Twisters.
And Alien Aliens.
Alien Aliens.
Gorillas so in
had
a monsoon.
An S, and you got a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama State, a 70-68 win over St. Francis in the first game in Dayton last night. Amar Knox scored the deciding points with 1 second left off a full court inbounds pass.
We wanted to, you know, throw the ball long and... We put our tallest athletic person to go get the ball. And fortunately, everybody tipped the ball and it landed to me and I got the rebound, made the layup.
That last possession set up by St. Francis's 15th turnover of the game, Alabama State turned them into 26 points total. There's coaching news as well this morning. Indiana hiring West Virginia's Darren DeVries to replace Mike Woodson and Ed DeChellis retiring after 14 seasons in charge at Navy. It's a two-game sweep for the Dodgers in Tokyo. 6-3 winners over the Cubs this morning. Shohei Ohtani, one of LA's three homers. Roki Sasaki made his big league debut on the mound. 3 innings, 1 run on 1 hit, but he did walk 5. For the first time since late January, the Cavaliers have lost back-to-back games, 132-119 losers at the Clippers last night. LA again played without head coach Ty Lue, who's battling back pain, and now Jeff Van Gundy is away from the team as well for a personal matter. And just one assist for Alex Ovechkin in the Capitals' 4-1 win over Detroit last night. He remains 8 goals away from passing Wayne Gretzky for the most all time.
It's hockey.
Back to you guys.
Excalibur 1 in the chat. Empire Strikes Back is royalty. Star Trek 2, both overwhelmingly considered best in each series. Part of our movie sequels bracket.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who say Empire is the best Star Wars movie. I'm kind of partial to Star Wars 1.
Yeah, but Luke, I'm your father really is like the most memorable line.
And it's classic in that, like, you rarely do you see a villain win in a movie. Like, it kind of was groundbreaking in that regard.
That's true.
Still, Star Wars 1 was pretty awesome, too.
Amazing.
Obviously. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're also getting some comments. I want to make sure I give proper credit to Billy, who said, too bad there isn't a Showgirls 2.
Oh, I'm surprised there isn't a Showgirls 2.
Yeah, wow, what a shame.
You guys know my famous Showgirls story, right? We've gone over this many times, haven't we?
I don't know.
We did, I don't remember.
You got a Showgirls story? Can you hold that thought and we can do it on the other side?
You guys have no memories. I know I've done this on the Maggie and Pearl
show. We have no memories? Are you kidding me?
Pearl.
But, I mean, this is such a unique story. You should have remembered it. You weren't with us at the time,
Did your eye fall out during watching it? How is it unique?
Bruce.
Probably my Showgirls.
Wait, can we hold it?
I'll just give you a little tease. The first ever.
That's what she said.
First ever.
That's the tagline of the movie.
Yeah, not really. They didn't give you a tease. They gave you a lot more. My first claim to fame ever in my life was related to the movie Showgirls.
Okay, that is a tease. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We get a Perloff
New phone, who dis?
Showgirls movie next, and also wrap up one of the biggest stories from the day.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey, don't move. Welcome back. We get Perloff's Showgirls story in just a moment. But first, Jeff is in Tucson.
I'm not old, but I've been on old for a while.
Hey, Jeff.
You're running. Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, dude? So let us know what you think about Aaron Rodgers. It looks like the reports are that the Vikings are out.
Okay, so remember the other day I told you, you know, it'd only be fitting that he would go to the Browns. But that probably isn't going to happen because he probably won't go.
Yeah.
But the other thing is that Kirk Cousins kind of dangling out there right now. And I'm wondering what we're going to do with him, what's going to happen to him. And lastly, here's my final four: St. John's, Auburn, Alabama, and Houston. And one other thing.
Yeah.
I love the movie thing, but I haven't heard Police Academy 2 yet. So I'm wondering where that is.
Jeff, don't worry. We still have one more region that we have to reveal tomorrow. So you got to tune in tomorrow, pal. Thanks, dude.
All right.
Have a great day. We have a soundbite about Kirk Cousins, right? Okay, so Adam Schefter was reacting and responding to what's the deal, Pearl, with Kirk Cousins. The Falcons just paid like a $10 million roster bonus because of a certain date that passed. So what's up with Cousins?
Minnesota. Again, how about this? Minnesota lost out on Sam Darnold and Daniel Jones. There's not an obvious solution. What if Minnesota just waits around till after the draft and then somehow figures out a way for Kirk Cousins to get to Minnesota as the backup to J.J. McCarthy? Wouldn't that make some sense, right?
I mean, that'd be pretty spicy. More from Schefter about the Falcons and Cousins.
The Falcons have been determined not to release him. I think the Falcons want to be able to say, we got something back for this guy that we paid so much to get. So maybe Minnesota says, you know what, it's worth it for us. We'll give you a sixth-round draft pick. They haven't solved the number two. J.J.'s coming off the injury. You still don't know what you're going to have. Let's solidify the position with Kirk Cousins. Doesn't that make sense?
My first glance here is like, wow, it seems like Schefter maybe is doing some work for Cousins' agent. But was the relationship damaged between Cousins and the Vikings the last time around that it'd be awkward for him to go back?
Yeah, I would think so. By the way, I'm not sure what does his agent have to gain from. I don't know who's paying Kirk Cousins in this scenario.
No, I think they want to get Cousins somewhere where he could possibly start. And if you're looking at the chessboard here, you're running out of slots.
Right.
And they probably think J.J. McCarthy, either his knee's not stable or this could be a place where Kirk can redeem himself.
I mean, I think Kirk has to be in play for all the quarterback spots. Definitely the Giants, right? Probably the Browns. And I guess he makes sense here in Minnesota. I agree with you. I would think there's too much water on the bridge that doesn't make sense for him to go back there. He just left like 2 years ago.
Right, and he left because they couldn't guarantee him they wouldn't draft a quarterback. Lo and behold, they went and drafted a quarterback.
Yeah, and that quarterback's still there.
Is going to probably maybe have the inside track here on starting.
From a football standpoint, it makes a lot of sense, though. I mean, he's obviously very much a Kevin O'Connell quarterback. But then again, I think Kirk could be reunited with Stefanski in Cleveland. That seems like the spot to me. How about you draft Shador or you don't draft Shador and you bring in Kirk? The question is, how does the money work out? I did not know he's got this fat contract.
Yeah.
How, you know, what does Atlanta pay? What does the new team pay? That to me is a huge part of this.
Okay. You promised showgirls story. In the chat, they're lamenting that we're doing a whole movie sequels bracket, but they're lamenting that Showgirls never got a sequel.
Yeah. If people don't know this movie, it's sort of a 90s sexy comedy thing? What? How would you describe it?
Everyone knows it.
Oh, everyone knows it.
It's called Showgirls.
So it's a but
yeah, it's an arty film. It's not.
It's about the pharmaceutical industry.
So this is like one of the first things that I ever happened. I moved to New York, and this person calls me. It's like they're trying to make Showgirls into the new Rocky Horror Picture Show, where it's going to be an interactive audience. Do you want to go to the showing? I'm like, yes.
Like, do I have to take my clothes off and dance?
Yeah, that's what they wanted it to be, like Rocky Horror Picture Show, where there's like everyone memorizes these dance, and these Showgirls came out on stage, and it was a big deal. And there was a reporter outside from the New York Times, and I'm walking out, and they ask me, hey, what'd you think of the movie? And I said, oh, Showgirls, it's so bad, it's good. Pretty straightforward comment. Made the front page of the Sunday Times. And I was a paralegal at the time. It was pretty awesome. That was my first claim to fame. I made the Times. I told everybody about it, talking about Showgirls. And that's an accurate statement. It is so bad that it's good if you watch it again.
I haven't watched it in so, so long. I'll take your word for it. But here's the funny thing about trying to turn it into the Rocky Horror Picture Show. The Rocky Horror Picture Show has a great soundtrack.
Oh,
Showgirls
yeah.
didn't have a good
soundtrack. No, it didn't work.
Oh, got it. Okay. Yeah,
the Rocky Horror Picture Show is amazing. And it also had Susan Sarandon and Meat Loaf, and it was a lot higher end. Showgirls has very little redeeming qualities. I had to sit there and watch the whole thing.
It was just such a shock because, you know, it was Jesse Spano going from Saved by the Bell to Showgirls. And I think for men of a certain age, all of a sudden, everything was left to the imagination. Then nothing was left to the imagination. I have to imagine that's like probably a dream or fantasy come true.
It was a lot to handle. I mean, Kelly Kapowski becoming the bad girl on 90210 was tough to deal with.
Yeah, but you never saw Full Frontal.
Right. But that was like, that was your entry into that kind of transition. And then Elizabeth Berkley did that with Showgirls.
Yeah.
But there was something about Elizabeth.
That's like prayers being answered. Like many a young boy.
You said Elizabeth Berkley?
Yeah.
Okay, let me just look this up real quick.
Oh, you're the worst. We get it. You're 10 years old.
Manny's a fetus. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Don't use the studio Wi-Fi for that, Manny.
Oh, crap.
Too late.
No. She was a mainstream actress for a little bit.
She was like Saved by the Bell and Showgirls.
She's not like an OnlyFans star. Exactly.
Although I haven't checked in on her lately.
Yeah, what has she been doing for the last 25 years?
Oh, good question. I mean, the best person from that cast, like far and away the biggest winner, is Mario Lopez.
Yep.
I mean, AC Slater clearly had the best post Saved by the Bell career of any of them. Maybe it was Tiffany Amber Thiessen for a minute with 90210, but Mario Lopez has outlived her.
Without question.
What's the main guy's name again? Mark Paul Gosselaar?
Yeah, who's been in a couple of things recently.
He looks just so much like he always did.
Yeah.
And he'll always be Zach Morris to a lot of people.
I saw a video recently on Twitter where a musician sat down and tried to play the Zach Attack song based on the way they were playing the instruments in the thing. It's just
gibberish.
It's the worst thing you ever hear.
Yeah, that didn't go well.
Elizabeth Berkley's still acting. She was in an episode of Cobra Kai last year or this year. No, she's still around. Good. She was in the Saved by the Bell reboot. It hasn't been all bad for her.
Maybe there is a Showgirls too.
Maybe maybe this actual bracket kickstarts as Showgirls 2.
Was that rated NC-17?
Probably. By the way, and again, it felt pretty dirty at the time, but Manny, you grew up with the internet. Trust me, you can handle this.
Someone suggested next year we just do a pure Cinemax bracket.
Oh.
Skinemax or Cinemax?
I mean, artist choice. And that's going to do it for us. So go vote at our movie sequels bracket and also Pearl Jam Season 4, the traditional men's bracket. You can find all that stuff on our socials. Thank you to EJ Stewart, Manny Rodriguez, and Andrew Bogus, Andrew Kaplan, and the Weedos and the Coffee Drinkers.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.